Plans are in the works for a massive liquefied natural gas facility and export terminal in Chester along the Delaware River. While company officials have shopped the project to local and state politicians for years, news of the immense industrial facility took community members and environmentalists by surprise. WHYY's Kenny Cooper looks at how the facility could face hurdles in an environmental justice community.
When longtime Chester resident Zulene Mayfield first found out about a plan to build and operate a large liquefied natural gas plant within a few miles of her home, she vowed to fight it.
We will not be prostituted for pollution. We will not. And any politician that has sent a message that they are amenable and they are in favor of this proposal, they will deal with the community.
But so far, the company behind the plan, Penn America Energy, has not reached out to community folks like Mayfield. She has long battled the Covanta incinerator and advocated for clean air in a city plagued by legacy pollution, high asthma rates, and poverty. The company has quietly made presentations to local and state officials. It worries Mayfield that this has been going on for 5 years without her knowledge.
We don't know what favors have been done. But, you know, this good old boy system, you do for me, I'll do for you. It's at the expense of people.
Penn America Energy CEO Frank James wouldn't go on tape, but did answer questions via email. He said he considers himself an environmentalist and wants to make sure any future plant serves the community. He says Marcellus Shale gas is the cleanest in the world when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions. And he says he wants to power the plant with renewable energy, not natural gas. Details of the plan and the lobbying efforts come from emails and documents WHYY gained through a right-to-know request. Pennsylvania's Marcellus Shale gas would be piped to a massive plant along the Delaware River, where the gas will get cooled to negative 260 degrees Fahrenheit, enough to turn it into a liquid so it can be shipped overseas. It takes an enormous amount of energy to liquefy the gas. When told details of the plan, environmental attorney for the Clean Air Council, Alex Baumstein, said in terms of air pollution, it would be like building a power plant in downtown Chester. It would also add to climate warming carbon emissions. Ken Medlock is an expert in LNG exports at Rice University's Baker Institute. He says the war in Ukraine and the push by European countries to stop using Russian natural gas means Pennsylvania's gas producers could help fill that gap by shipping gas overseas.
It shouldn't be that surprising, really, if we see a bunch of proposals pop up all up and down the eastern seaboard that could potentially access really low-cost gas from the Marcellus and be pretty close to Europe.
But Medlock says it's not common to have such large liquefied natural gas facilities, or LNG, in densely populated areas. And while the Biden administration is pushing to expand LNG exports, it also prioritized protections of environmental justice communities, like Chester. Current Chester Mayor Thaddeus Kirkland would not respond to requests for an interview. But records show current and former Penn America Energy executives have contributed to his campaigns. Former Mayor John Linder says he first met with Penn America Energy executives 6 years ago, toward the end of his term in 2016. The company later recruited him to be a part of their Chester team that also includes other former Chester officials. Linder and his cousin, Garland Thompson, are enthusiastic about the project, saying it could help the people in Chester.
Those jobs pay hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece for an apprenticeship or a two-year community college degree. Lots and lots of people in Chester could make that kind of money and have a nice lifestyle.
Thompson and Linder created their own nonprofit they say will help people benefit from the LNG plant. Both insist they are not paid by the company to promote the facility. The project would need to get approval from federal regulators before moving forward. Documents show their target completion date is 2028.
That's WHYY's Kenny Cooper, reporting in partnership with WHYY's Susan Phillips.